Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It's a more joyful edition following the Eagles' 39-17 win over the New Orleans Saints. And to break down that game and look ahead to a big primetime Monday night matchup against the Giants, I brought in Les Bowen from the Philadelphia Daily News and Elliot Shore Parks from NJ.com. Les, I'll start with you. Right. The Eagles' offense, over 500 yards of offense to 39 points. Is this a game where the offense finally gets on track moving forward for the rest of the season?
Well, it certainly has to give them confidence moving forward. They scored on 7 possessions in a row, 6 in the second half. A lot of them were field goals, but still, you know, given where we're coming from here, I think it gives them confidence that the Saints' defense was terrible. It won't be like that against the Giants, but it's a step. It's a big step. This is a process, and I think they took an important step in that process.
The reason I do think it could be a turning point is unless I brought up a good word, which is confidence. I mean, the guys that had good games were Bradford, Josh Huff, DeMarco Murray. These are guys that had been struggling to a certain degree through the first few weeks, and so much of sports is confidence, just seeing yourself being able to do it. And I think now that they've had that big game, they're really set up for Monday night to hopefully continue it for their sake.
Now, the buzzword ESP around the NovaCare Complex was execution.
Yeah.
Do you think it was simply the Eagles executed better against the Saints, or do you think Chip and Pat Shurmur tweaked a few things and maybe realized they had to change some things to help the players thrive?
Well, with anything, I think it was a little bit of both. I mean, they definitely were under center a little more. That's something they've done over the past few weeks. I think this has helped the running game. But I do think it was also execution. I mean, the offensive line played better. Bradford, other than those 2 early interceptions, he probably played his best game of the year. So I certainly think the key parts of the team that had struggled early with execution turned that around. But as well, there was obviously some coaching that went into that.
Les, you were trying to get out Chip on Monday, the day after the game, whether it was execution or the play calling.
You've watched it. Thankless task.
You know, but at least you tried. You gave it a good effort with the coach. So what do you think it was? Do you think it was play calling, or do you think it was just the E word?
Execution? Well, I think there was a lot less chaos along the offensive line. They kept all 5 guys in the same spot for the first time all year. Nobody had to leave for any reason, and nobody had to move around. And, you know, I think that was certainly helpful. But I also think the blocking was different. They did do sweeps, like Chip said, when he kind of danced around my question, but there wasn't nearly as much to me, you know, Brent Celek trying to pull from over here and get a guy over here and, you know, having to jump over his own guard who'd been knocked backwards. And, you know, I think there was much more, I think it was a simpler approach to the blocking. And it helped that the Saints didn't have the kind of linebacking like you saw, for instance, in the Dallas game where Sean Lee would just run to every hole and plug it up.
Let's look at the defense real quick. Fletcher Cox, the NFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Much deserved.
Is the defense not getting enough credit for what the Eagles have done to this point?
Going into last week, I would have said that, yes. I would have said the defense is way better than fans perceive it to be because, you know, yards per play is pretty good, really good, but they're on the field so much that it's not really reflected in the overall stats. You know, after rewatching Sunday's game, the turnovers were really critical. I mean, if they hadn't gotten 4 turnovers, the Saints would have put a lot more points on the board. I really felt like maybe the defense gave up too many first downs and too many yards to the Saints. Given the situation the Saints were in without a lot of weapons, that Drew Brees has a bad shoulder. You know, rewatching the game, I'm not really that waving the flag for the defense right now. They're going to have to be way better against Eli Manning. I guess that's where I'm really coming from is, you know, Eli Manning's having a great year. I know people here, because he's the Giants quarterback, like to make fun of him, and he has had some very bad times with interceptions, but he's won 2 Super Bowls and played really well in those 2 Super Bowls. And he is that guy right now. And the Eagles defense is going to have to be way better Monday night than it was against New Orleans.
I think one area the Eagles defense has to step up, if you look at the whole season, I think they've played very well, in my opinion. They've been very good against the run, the pass. Defense has been improved at certain points, but it's the key spots. And as Les mentioned, against the Saints, they came up with these key turnovers. But then you look at the Redskins game. I mean, to me, that was a game where you can't allow Kirk Cousins to drive 90 yards. That's where you go from a good defense to a great defense. And I think this defense has potential to be great. And Billy Davis said, you know, if we're in that situation the next 12 games, we'll win the next 12. So we'll see. But I do think the talent is certainly there. And that way, I do think they are underrated.
But third and long has become a real issue for this defense. And I don't know why, but they're better off in third and short. I made a joke on Twitter that when the Saints had third and goal from the 3, that, you know, the Eagles defended that, that the Saints should have taken a delay penalty and gone back to the eight, and then they would have scored a touchdown, you know. But it's pretty much true. I mean, they stop third and short. They don't stop third and long. That makes no sense.
Real quick, ESP, do the Eagles win Monday night?
Well, I should note that I'm 0-5 picking them this season. So that being said, I do think they'll win. So, I mean, I think this is a good spot for them. It's, you know, it's a lot like last year with the blackout, big game, first place on the line. So I think they'll win.
Les, what about you?
I like their passing offense against the Giants' pass defense. I think it's kind of unfortunate that the run game, you know, just got going, and now the Giants are number two in the league against the run. I'm a little leery of that. I'm a little leery of Manning. I guess I'm going to pick the Eagles, but it's early, and I'm not real solid on it yet.
We'll hold you to it.
Okay.
So, for Elliot Shore Parks and Les Bowen, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you very much for joining us on this edition of Cover 2 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.